Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Thought I'd wait an extra second. Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you. Thank you for engineering the broadcast. Kyle and I are going to be talking about tips that we have found, tips that are useful. And I think you might find some of them quite interesting. Rich Heben is fine. In case any of you are wondering, you know, what's happened to Rich Heben, this time of the year, every year, he goes off hunting, fishing, canning, dehydrating, and he gets his farm ready for the winter. That's what he does. So in case you're concerned that Rich Heben is not well or something happened to him or he got fired, none of that. None of that has happened. Rich Heben is alive and well and doing great, and he has not been fired. But in that line of thinking, I was toying with telling the class a story about my dad. It'll just take about a minute. So my dad, as I told you many times, was right after World War II, He graduated university and became a trained teacher. So he taught classes, and then he became what was called a teaching principal. So with experience as a teacher, they thought that well, he was an officer in World War II. He was a first sergeant, which meant that in order to be a first sergeant, you had to take a test, an IQ test, and you had to have an IQ of over 120. That was a requirement. So my dad was a pretty bright guy. I don't know what his IQ was. I don't know whether it was 120 or, you know, above 120, but that was the threshold to be an officer quickly in World War II. And they called those guys 90-day wonders. So anyway, he became a teacher, then became a teaching principal, and he ran a school and taught at the same time. And then he became a principal of an elementary school. That was his first school that, you know, he wasn't teaching. He was the principal. But he would walk around and he would MBWA, which General Electric adopted, which is called management by walking around. And so he would walk into classrooms and sit down and take notes of what the teachers were doing, what the students were doing. He'd go from class to class to class. Surprise! He didn't tell anybody, you know, on Tuesday at 9 o'clock this is what we're going to do. He would just do it. So he kept everybody on their toes. And one of the neat things that he did was he required every teacher to have a plan book for the entire year. And the plan had to be filled out on a daily basis for the entire month, but it had to be submitted a month in advance. Okay? So it was really simple. The idea was if a teacher got sick and they had to bring in a substitute teacher, the substitute teacher could just look at the plan book and say, okay, this is what I have to teach. These were the days when substitute teachers actually knew the subject matter rather than become babysitters, as they have been, you know, recently. In the last 20 years, they've become babysitters. They just say, put your head down, be quiet. But anyway, he required his teachers to have a plan book and what they were going to teach. And of course, there were guidelines. Teachers didn't just run amok and teach whatever they wanted. So he would come home with these plan books on Friday night, and all weekend long he would sit there with his red pencil or red pen, and he would modify what the teachers thought they were going to teach. So they were being graded, actually, on how well they planned for that next month. And actually, it was a month in advance, so it was more like 2 months when he would, before they would start teaching that he would read these plan books. And from what I understand, it was a recommended thing that the teachers have the plan books due on a certain date each month. And they didn't have to have them on that date. If they didn't feel like having them, that was okay. It was just recommended that he would recommend that they would submit their plans on the specific date each month. And if they didn't, it was okay. But what that meant was they were on vacation until they turned in their plan book. They were on vacation. And the vacation they used were their vacation days. So I thought I'd share that with you. Because that is a sign of what a good teacher does. A good teacher plans out, and good administration makes sure that the teachers are doing what they're supposed to do. And there's quality control. And that would be like my dad walking around and showing up in classes and taking notes. And then when it came time for the teacher's evaluation and possibly rehiring the teacher, they would have a chat. They would say, remember this day in August? This is what you were doing. This is what you did right. And here's what you need to work on. So just wanted to share that with you. Kyle's with us. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, Vince. You know, that's a great story, because I got a feeling that when folks, I realize that stories like that, you can kind of take those, you know, like and let it go in one ear and out the other. But somebody, if you have a bunch of people living with you in this, once this country does go down the tubes, which it's just a matter of, in my opinion, just months now, not going to be years. You're going to need someone that can, for lack of a better term, rule that way. That can literally say, you know, this is what needs to be done, and this is why we're going to do it, and it's your job, and make sure you take care of it, and then somebody that'll follow up with them and make sure that it happened. Because there's an extreme possibility that your survival may depend on it.
Yeah, and class, how do you feel? I mean, I'm just asking the students of the class, how do you feel about your instructors being prepared for the broadcast? Or do you think it's okay for them to just show up and talk about whatever they feel like talking about, and without having organization, without having a plan? How do you feel about that? I feel pretty strongly about it. As a matter of fact, there have been instructors who have been here at USA Prepares who absolutely failed to provide me with their plan and talking points, if you will. And something I require of most instructors. Now, I do not require it of Kyle. I do not require it of Kyle. And because Kyle is able to adapt to the kinds of things that I plan on talking about. And most of the time I share with Kyle, you know, what my thoughts are and say, okay, here are my thoughts, your suggestions, and we do that via email. But we don't always do that. But other instructors, I expect that if they're going to be teaching something, because Kyle and I are teaching tips that we already know, okay? Other instructors that are teaching topics, I want to know what they're going to be talking about so I can stay with them. Now, I don't just show up, you know, at 900 hours and turn on the microphone and start talking. I plan when I'm sleeping. I plan when I'm on the tractor. I have a course outline in my mind for each particular course, multiple days in advance, weeks in advance, and I write it down. I've got spiral-bound 70-page notebooks that I bought for 17 cents a piece by the cases. I have them, and they're stacked, I don't know, 5 feet high. So I take notes of what I said, what the other instructors said, and it's actually a lesson. We teach the broadcast class. We're the first to do it. Anything else is imitation. And I've said that. And by the way, in case you haven't noticed, I absolutely detest plagiarism. I detest it. I detest it in Jumpin' Joe. I mean, if you want to see a prime example of plagiarism, just look at Jumpin' Joe and how he can perform being a plagiarist all his life. How well is he doing? He doesn't have a single modicum of thought that's his own. Okay? And if I were in trouble, if I needed, like, if the grid went down, who would I call? Now, let's say Kyle was available, and let's say Kyle lived near me, and I had a choice of calling Kyle or Barry Satoru, Richard Simmons, Joe Biden, Jay Leno. Who would I call? How about Barney Frank? How about Anderson Cooper? How about any member of Congress? Would I call them for help? Do you think they could help? How about this? How about some talk show hosts? How about some of the name brand guys and gals? Do you think they'd be able to help, or are they just talkers? How about some of the people who have radio shows, you know, on the other network? Would you call them? Or would you call Kyle? I wouldn't even think of calling any of them. The only person on my list would be like a Rich or a Kyle or a Gwyneth or a Norm. Or Kathy, or Sharon, or Bert, or Lindley. Because, number one, I know I can trust them. Now, they have different skill levels in different areas. But if it were mechanics, I'd be dialing Kyle. Any comments about that, Kyle?
Well, Vince, you know what you and I both live our lives, and I don't know how to explain this extremely well. You are better at it than I am, but there is ways to think about things that put your mind in a planning stage. Like right now is an example. Yesterday I took out about 20 feet. About 12 feet on one bed and about 22 feet, about 12 feet on one bed and 10 feet on another bed of my garden where we had pulled the garlic, and we're going to regrow garlic back there next year. And so I took a bunch of compost, put it over that area and tilled it all up, and I'm just going to let it set until I'm ready to plant garlic. But I'm planning ahead so that I know all I've got to do is grab those garlic pods and go out there and put one. We grow our elephant garlic in one, and then we grow an Italian type of garlic in the other one. And we know we want a couple of hundred of each in each bed approximately. So it's just a lifestyle of planning. You know, it's like with what we know is fixing to happen with these mask mandates. We know the supply chain is fixing to get majorly disrupted. Well, I'm going to make sure I've got brake pads, because I know they're coming, brake pads and rotors for a car of mine that I know I'm going to need probably within the next 6 months.
No, we're going into a break. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Now, hopefully, some of the information you're going to learn in today's broadcast classroom will help you. We're going to talk about all kinds of tips and stories, short stories. So, and when I lived in Virginia, I was going to teach some youngsters how to shoot. And I thought that the way to do that would be with a .22 long rifle cartridge. And so I went to the Chinese factory outlet, and I bought several milk carton style containers. And these are like the size of a milk carton that we had in school, you know, back in the 60s and 50s. The milk carton was branded Federal Ammunition, 22 long rifle, 500 and I believe 550 rounds of 40 grain lead round nose 22 long rifle cartridges with brass cases. And they were packed loose in there. And the price was $7.97 for 550 of them. So last night, I got up in the middle of the night and I thought, gosh, I wonder what the current price of ammunition is. Well, I found 500 rounds. So that's 10% less than the box that I bought. And it's on sale. It's on sale at a place called bulkammo.com. Now, I'm not recommending them. I'm just saying that that's the website I'm referring to. It's on sale. Now, it was $92 for 500 rounds. That's 10% less than what I bought for $7.97. It's on sale for $80. That's 10 times what I paid roughly 16 years ago. So I thought, okay, so what would be an exact comparison? Probably 3 years ago, I was at a farm and ranch store and they had Aguila. Now, Federal is darn good, in my opinion. They hardly ever don't go bang. Well, Aguila, which is spelled A-G-U-I-L-A, I think is top quality 22 long rifle ammunition, in my opinion. So, there was a sale on it, and the sale price was $2.15 a box, and that's 15 a box. Those little boxes that you're used to seeing. $2.15, and then Senior Citizen Day is Wednesday. So there's another 5% off for, you know, those who are antiques. I happen to be an antique. So the price was $2.04 per box of 50. So I bought some. That same box of ammunition, right now at this very second, is at bulk ammo $12.50. That is over six times the price that I paid just a few years ago. And when I say a few years ago, I mean a few. A few is like three, right? I'm not talking 10. I'm talking a few years ago. What I've seen is the price of the price of ammo has gone sky high, and some of it is hard to get. I just thought I would mention that to you, because I've been saying this for years. If you think you're going to need some, you ought to get some. Well, it has gone up and up and up and up. Kyle, any comments?
Yeah, it's kind of funny, Vince, you mentioned that. I was just at a gun show this last weekend, and the best price that I found on 22 ammunition was $40 for 400 rounds. And that wasn't half bad, you know, compared to what everybody else had on it. But I want to jump back just a minute, folks. And my dad used to have here's another saying. Dad used to say, if you want to understand people, get to understand goats. And I really started to watch that, especially we bought a bunch of goats when my kids were little, and Dad was really good at knowing animals and watching animals. And he said, you can learn to watch animals, but he said specifically goats, especially goats. If you can read goats, you can read people. And so I'll continue this story after I hear the music.
Yeah.
I'll continue it in a minute.
Yeah. And it'd be great if you have any anecdotal stories about the gun show and what you saw there. Because I haven't been to one in many, many years. Kyle and I will be right back. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Prepares.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Consumer Price Index, or CPI, is the price of consumer goods and services purchased by households, measured over time. The August report released moments ago indicate inflation continues as the cost of living in America digs deeper into your money. The Labor Department report shows the CPI rose 0.1% for the month and 4% for the year. That means the 5.3% annual increase still keeps inflation at its worst numbers in 13 years. U.S. taxpayers are pouring millions of more dollars into Afghanistan, and Iraqi reports.
The U.S. announced Monday that it will send about $64 million in humanitarian aid to Afghanistan. The State Department says it will come from the U.S. Agency for International Development and will be distributed by the U.N. and independent aid groups. The announcement comes a day after the United Nations issued an emergency call for aid from the international community to stop famine and a public health crisis in Afghanistan.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As some of America's youth enjoys the idea of American socialism, so far the experiment has given us higher gas prices, higher food prices, and 10 months of consistent inflation numbers. As the latest consumer price index numbers come out today, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich on Fox News weighs in on capitalism versus socialism in America.
We did a survey and free market capitalism beat big government socialism by 59-16. That's an amazing number. And it shows you how the socialists have frankly alienated themselves from most Americans. I think what's going on is they watched Bill Clinton. He lost the Congress in 94. They watched Obama. He lost the Congress of the House in 2010. And I think deep down, all of their leadership expects to lose next year. And so they want to ram everything they can through the system before they're defeated. And if that means they defeat 30 or 40 of their marginal Democrats in the House and 3 or 4 or 5 in the Senate, that's the price they've decided is inevitable. And so they're going to try to get this stuff through. I think, however, the Ways and Means Chairman today, when he came out and talked about $3 trillion in tax increases and was very candid and said he's not going to share the details because everybody will mobilize in opposition when they see the taxes. Well, you know, that isn't going to work. All across the country, you're going to have people calling their House and Senate members and saying, I do not want you to vote yes on raising my taxes. And I don't see how they get it through the Congress.
I'm Lance Pryor, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, the Daily Mail says that Biden claims his first job offer came from an Idaho lumber business during the Vietnam War, only for the firm to say it has no record of his application. So Joe, the plagiarist, the guy who stole another guy's wife, claimed he had a job offer from Boise Cascade, a lumber company. And a spokesman from Boise Cascade said they have no record of it. Now, this is after the plagiarist said that he visited the Tree of Life Synagogue. And that was a scene of a brutal mass shooting a couple years ago, 2018. The truth of the matter is the closest the plagiarist got to the Tree of Life Synagogue, was a phone call with the rabbi. So here we have a guy who is an absolute nonstop liar. He said he wouldn't raise taxes on anyone earning less than $400,000. I guess that doesn't include death taxes, which the Biden administration wants to levy on us. You know, it's an outrage that a family works and works and works and then passes on the net of all the work of the lives of, you know, mom and dad, for example, get passed on to, let's say they have children, it gets passed on to the children, they work and work and work, and then that gets passed on to their children and so forth. But the Biden administration wants a chunk of it, an ever-increasing chunk, and they have no right to it. Because all of that work that has been passed on has been taxed. The income has been taxed. If there was any savings, that has been taxed. Every bit of it has been taxed, you know, under normal circumstances, unless you're the elite and you avoid paying taxes. You know, tax evasion, which is illegal. Tax avoidance is not illegal. Tax evasion is illegal. So here we have a guy who just can't stop lying. He's not fit for the presidency. His wife is one of the greediest people on the planet, and she is responsible, largely, for the cover-up of the condition of this feeble-minded stumblebum who has been selected. Now, let me see if I have this. I didn't want to take this U-turn, but I did want to read something to the class. Yeah, let's see if I can find it quickly. That'll take me a few minutes to find it. But I wanted to read an email that I sent out about, would you still have, as a friend, someone who voted for Jumpin' Joe the Plagiarist? Would that person still be your friend after all the damage he has been doing and has done? He just can't stop lying. You know, lies about, and it's not just him, but he's been doing it for 50 years. You know, he's been on the dole for 50 years or so. But we've been lied to about UFOs. We've been lied to about tax increases. We've been lied to about the Vietnam War. We've been lied to everything, the JFK assassination. We still don't know the real story about the JFK assassination. The government just can't stop lying. And they lie on top of lie on top of lie on top of lie because they have to lie more to cover up the lies that they previously committed. It's disgusting. You know, it's really hard. It's really hard to stand up and support a country that's run by a derelict regime. A regime that supports the perversion of homosexuality. It's disgusting. And yeah, we're all equal under the eyes of God. But I'll be darned if I had a company and some faggot came in and some flaming guy with pink hair and he said, I'm your guy. I'm gonna do that job. My answer is, no, you're not. If I have anything to say about it. Because that's a reflection on the entire company. You know, you have some queer as a waiter in a restaurant. It sets the tone for everybody that works there. It sets the tone for the whole restaurant. Imagine having some queer and coming out and helping you at McDonald's if you ever went to one. Some flaming guy. Does that cast a negative image on the whole McDonald's chain worldwide? Of course it does. I don't want these people in my life. I'm sorry for taking a detour, Kyle. Any comments, or do you want to go back to goats and gun shows?
Yeah, I want to go back there because this ties right in, Vince.
Okay.
If you've got a herd of goats and you've got one goat that is a real pain in the butt, I guarantee you it will flavor the entire herd. And that is exactly what you're talking about. If we have allowed and been quote unquote tolerant of all of these perversions and sicknesses and mental illnesses. I mean, Joe Biden's barely got two brain cells that can play patty cake together left. you know, and people were so goat stupid that they voted for him. You know, folks, this is reality, and everybody does this. You will see life through a set of lenses. And these lenses, excuse me, and these lenses consist of your ability to perceive reality. And if you perceive reality through a liberal, for lack of a better term, lens, you will not see reality as it is. If you do see it, and I'm going to say this too, if you see it through a Republican lens, you also will not see it exactly as it is. You've got to be able to see and perceive and think about life as it is in reality. Have you ever noticed, I mean, you raise cows, but when we used to turn the goats loose in the morning, you know what they would do? They would run out into the field, or they'd run out into the pen. Then they would start looking around. Well, I've noticed that dogs do that too. You open the door, they know they're going to go out in the morning. They run outside about 25 yards or so, and then all of a sudden, they start looking around, wondering what's out there now. Well, that's human nature too. People tend to want to hold on to what they've got. And if they get into a new situation, they'll run right out into the middle of it and then wonder what's going on. And that's exactly where we are in this country right now. That's why they say, and I don't believe this number is even this high, they say 3% of the entire population of the United States has any form of preparedness. I don't even believe it's that high. But if even 3% of the people in this country are prepared, that's going to put an incredible amount of pressure on those people if and when this thing collapses. But I don't want to tie this right into the gun show. So as I was walking around the gun show, I was seeing people that were buying things, very few, that were buying things that were like preparedness minded, looking for bullet molds, looking for cartridges that they specifically needed, that they knew they were going to need for something, warfare, because that's what's coming down the pike, folks. Whether you know it or not, if you're not preparing for war and you don't get your mindset into that, you're going to get run over like a dump truck hit you. I'm reorienting that kind of stuff. I sold off a rifle that was collectible, and I bought it because I liked it, but it wasn't very accurate. It was just cool. And I sold it for what I paid, didn't make a penny on it. I sold it for what I paid for it, and I reoriented that money to something more useful. Vince and I both, this is not something you do, one time and you're done. This is something you look at the situation of how this country is fixing to play out. You inform yourself of what's really happening in this country. You see what it really is. I heard Newt Gingrich on the news just a little bit ago talking about they're going to lose 2022. I don't believe the Democrats are actually planning on losing in 2022, because I don't think there's going to be an election in 2022. I'm preparing as if there isn't. And if I'm wrong, great. And I hope they do lose bad. But the damage is already going to be done. Folks, it's been, 9 months? And look how much damage it's done. And the military's not doing nothing. The people are not doing nothing. Nobody's doing nothing to stop it except a few little states are saying, we're not going to allow you to force mandates on us. Give me a break. While he's bankrupting the country? These are distractions, but the entire ship of country is still moving across this ocean of collapse, whether you like it or not. And you better get ready, because when this, the last depression is going to not, people in the last depression all knew, most of them knew how to live on a farm. They knew how to take care of animals. They knew how to garden, most of them. Now, we're lucky if 1 to 3%, I think, of the entire population knows anything about preserving food, canning, animal husbandry, gardening, reloading, making bullets, hunting, fishing, all of these things, preserving of the ways that our old timers used to preserve things. If I was people right now, one of the best series of books you can own right now is all of the Foxfire books, the entire series. I think if you don't have that in your library and you're not looking at it and thinking about it and starting to prepare along those lines, even at the prices you're having to pay right now, if you're not starting to move in the direction that you're just going to be a casualty, and you might as well plan on it.
Yeah. I'm in total agreement. And you mentioned Newt Gingrich. I'll tell you a short story about him when we come back. It has to do with me and Newt Gingrich. We'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Back in 1993, I was teaching high school students, computer science, and entrepreneurship. My classroom was the largest classroom in the school. It was like a combination of a cafeteria and an auditorium, a gymnasium-sized room, the largest room in the school. And I started out with 60 students, 6-0, and within a short time, three-quarters of them dropped out. Couldn't take it. And I was left with 15. And that was good, because I didn't want to teach people who didn't want to learn. Well, I took some commonly available parts. At the time, about the fastest processor that Intel offered that was affordable was a 50 megahertz processor. So I took one of our motherboards. I built two computers. And actually, I had our students build them. I told them what I wanted and asked them to construct them for me. So two 50 megahertz computers, and it was one running the Windows operating system. And I took some cards, like two modems, 19.2 kilobits per second modems, dial-up modems. And I put some video in it, and I put some audio in it, and some software. This was commonly available devices and a camera. And a microphone, sound card. And what we built was a video telephone that would run on a dial-up telephone line. So any dial-up telephone line, you can call them landlines today, right? That's what I'm talking about. A landline. You could have one computer at one landline and another computer at another one, and you could have video telephone. And you could simultaneously, while you're talking and seeing the other person, and the other person talking and seeing you, you could send files. You could connect it to an electronic microscope, or a camera, another camera, or a whiteboard. And there was a whiteboard built into the software. So we had all of that. And I took half of my students to a restaurant about 11 miles away. We went to the back room where they had a telephone. And a plain old landline, and we had a telephone landline in my classroom. So I had another teacher in the classroom, and another, and I was with, you know, half the students, and the other teacher was with the other half the students. And we showed that we could actually use this video telephone in 1993. Now, that may not seem like much, but that was 28 years ago, almost three decades ago. And the whole thing, I think, was around, if I'm not mistaken, the whole thing could be done for less than $2,000, which was incredibly inexpensive, right? So the superintendent was so impressed, and I only reported to the superintendent. I didn't want to report to the principal. I mean, all the other teachers reported to the principal, right? Not me. I wouldn't report to him because he had no idea what I was doing. I couldn't ask him for anything because how could he advise me or make a decision if he knew nothing about what I was doing? So I wouldn't report to him. The deal was I would only report to the superintendent. Well, the superintendent was showing off our technology all over the state, including at the state capitol and the state government. And I was invited to speak before the state government in session about what we were doing in our classroom. My classroom, really. Anyway, so Newt Gingrich heard about it because the superintendent was talking to him. And he said, this is what we're doing. And Newt Gingrich said, I guess that's okay. But, you know, if you could have a conference call with all that, now that'd be something. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. So we took common parts, made something that no one had really made before. And Newt Gingrich was not really impressed. That just kind of shows why we're in so much trouble. He was Speaker of the House. He had no clue about what was really, really technically sophisticated and what a person could do on the cheap. He was, he's probably thinking, well, can we get one like for $10 million? You know, that'd probably be cheap, right? Anyway, Kyle, any comments about that? That true story.
Well, I believe it, Vince. It's the same exact thought process, Vince, of, you know, the things that you and I talk about for tips and ways we do things, they're on a much less sophisticated level, but they are just as less understood as what Newt Gingrich was showing toward your invention. That's amazing back then. People wouldn't, anybody that had the slightest grasp of reality, like I was just talking about, would have said, wow, that's incredible. And the same thing is true when people are going to start having to learn to do all the things that you and I talk about very often on the radio. They're going to have to learn the same thing. But it's going to be amazing when they have to try to learn it.
Yeah. And if you follow Kyle's suggestion about the Foxfire series, there's 12 books in a series, and you'll be able to open your wallet $240 wide or more to get the 12. They're expensive. Obviously, people really want them. We'll be right back after news and announcements.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.